We've been studying this week about the Garden of Eden. My topic has been entitled, the theme, Return to Eden. We talked about the Garden of Eden. In the beginning, God creating the garden on the third day of creation, when he brought trees, herbs, shrubs, and grass into existence. And so the Garden of Eden was established. There was an inner garden where God was. There's an outer garden where he created Adam and brought then Eve into existence, taking a rib from Adam and created woman. And he planted them, or placed them rather, in the garden that he had planted of all the good fruits there. And we studied about the Garden of Eden. Second day we studied about sin. It originated in the Garden of Eden. Satan, who was Lucifer, a prominent angel in the place of prominence overlooking all of creation, exercised his free will, and he appears in chapter 3, verse 1, in the form of a serpent, using deception, causing doubt, and then with distortion, he led Adam and Eve into sin, which was then resulted in separation from God or death. Ultimately, Genesis chapter 5, verse 5, and Adam died after 930 years of living from the time he was created until he did die. God then placed two cherubim at the entrance to the Garden of Eden with swords in their hands to keep anybody from going in and eating of the tree of life. They could have eaten of the tree of life. They chose not to do that. Instead, they chose to eat of the tree of knowledge and good and evil, and thus they were separated. We also then studied about the first sacrifice that took place in the Garden of Eden when God killed an animal to take the skin of the animal to clothe a naked Adam and Eve. And that set in motion a system of sacrificial activities, first taking place in the tabernacle and then taking place at the temple in the city of Jerusalem. Now, speaking of Jerusalem, that's where we want to focus today because we are developing the Garden of Eden. I said it was in the beginning and it shall be in the end. And we'll look at those scripture verses in just a moment. But let's take a few moments and look at Jerusalem. Jerusalem, if you want to know what God is doing, go just a second to Daniel chapter 9. Let me show you something interesting in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 24. This is a key to understanding prophecy. We're thrilled when we have Bible Q&A and prophecy Q&A. But if you want to have your own study of prophecy so that you might come to an understanding, let me give you the key to understanding prophecy. It's found in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 24. Daniel is now under the Medo-Persian Empire. It's been 70 years since he was taken into captivity from Jerusalem, part of the royal family. Lived through the Babylonian Empire, the Medo-Persians defeat the Babylonians. Daniel now still in a position of prominence. He understands where he is in God's time because he reads Jeremiah chapters 29, 10, and 25, 11, where in verse 2 of Daniel chapter 9, he finds out that Jerusalem would be desolate for 70 years. That was prophesied 100 years before the fact by Jeremiah the prophet. He then goes to his knees, understanding where he is in God's time. He confesses his sins. He confesses the sins of his people. He gets his heart right with God. He wants God to show him what's going to happen. And God dispatches an angel named Gabriel to come and give him the information. Now we come to verse 24. Here's the information that God gave to Daniel, and it's the key to understanding prophecy. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and thy holy city. Now, there's much more through verse 27 that we can elaborate on, but let me just give you the key that unlocks your understanding of prophecy. There's a special plan for a special people in a special place. The special plan would be a 70-week period of time. I don't have the time now to explain, but let me just give you the bottom line. He's talking about a period of 490 years, 77s, 490, and referring to them in weeks because that's what he has been talking about previous in this chapter. So we're talking about 490 years, 490 years that God has a special plan for a special people in a special place. Now here's the key. If you get a handle on the plan, you focus on the people and the place. He has a special people. 490 years or 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, the people of Daniel, the Jewish people, and thy holy city. The holy city, Nehemiah chapter 11, is the city of Jerusalem. Everybody can talk a lot about prophecy. People want to ask me about the chips that are being implanted in the hand. Is that the part of the mark of the beast? Everybody wants to ask me about the Illuminati and the New Age movement and the one world government that's being formed. May I just suggest those are subsidiaries of what we understand is the main truth of Bible prophecy. If you want to know what Bible prophecy is all about, if you want to know what God is doing, how it's all unfolding, you focus on two things. Once you know the plan, you focus on His special people, the Jewish people, and the special city, the city of Jerusalem. JJ, Jerusalem and the Jews, and you'll be right on target with what God is doing. They are the closest to His heart, especially the city of Jerusalem. Now, having said that, let's take a few moments and see if we can come to an understanding why in these days there is such a battle for Jerusalem. You right? Remember that Judy and I do live in Jerusalem. And in the last days here, we have been seeing unbelievable things happen. In fact, the Mufti of Jerusalem making the statement not too long ago, the Mufti of Jerusalem, that is the highest Muslim cleric appointed by Yasser Arafat, making the statement that there is no evidence that there's ever been a Jewish presence on the Temple Mount. Hello? I mean, they take all the artifacts and antiquity that belong to the Jews off the Temple Mount. For the last 3 years, they have taken over 1,000 dump truck loads of antiquity and artifacts off the Temple Mount. Maybe you just heard about what they are saying is a scroll or a stone tablet, a temple tablet that dates back 2,800 years ago to the time of Joash. It has basically been proven to be a fake. If you've been reading about it, got all excited about it. I talked to Dr. Elat Mazar. Her grandfather was the premier archaeologist for the Temple Mount, the Southern Steps, that area, the Ophel, and the City of David. She is now publishing all of his findings and discoveries through the science of archaeology there on the Temple Mount. I talked to her just last Saturday on my nationwide radio broadcast. She said the problem is that particular stone tablet was not taken out of the ground in a clean archaeological excavation. There was no archaeologist on the scene. They were not there to meticulously take this artifact out of the ground under their supervision. Instead, in the construction that was going on, in the building of the largest mosque in the Middle East, large enough to take care of 10,000 Muslim worshipers on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, in that construction, they tore up the ground and all of the artifacts there at the southern end of the Temple Mount, and thus they took this stone tablet with one of the truckloads, dump truckloads, took it to the city dump of Jerusalem, threw it in there, and supposedly somebody found it. But they're making a statement, there's no evidence. You take all the artifacts, all the antiquity off the Temple Mount, and there is no evidence because they have extracted it from there. But there is a battle going on over the city of Jerusalem.